Now, for a roundup of what critics are saying about this week's major movie releases, here's Slate's Ben Williams with Summary Judgment.
The other studios decided to get out of the way and make room for the expected blockbuster sequel Shrek 2, which is this week's only new wide release. It picks up the story of the animated green ogre and his bride as they find out what happens happily ever after.
Announcing the long-awaited return of the beautiful Princess Fiona and her new husband!
Well, this is it.
This is it.
This is it.
This is it.
The Shrek franchise doesn't so much top itself as sail into overdrive in this sequel, says LA Weekly. Critics are wowed by the improved computer animation in Shrek 2, but they're split over the script. Fans are happy to go with the flow of a dizzying series of pop culture in-jokes. Entertainment Weekly gets up on the rowdy, jump-and-jive vivacity. And Slate's David Edelstein advises, just wallow in the wave upon wave of parodies, songs, and stupendous visual and vocal characterizations. But the New York Times is stubbornly unentranced, complaining that all the clever references leave a sour, cynical aftertaste. And the Washington Post moans that the piecemeal plot seems to go nowhere and be about nothing, and wind up no place. Salon, however, discerns a deeper message, idealistically mooning, it's about how we want whom we want, even if he's fat and green. Our other movie is Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 911. It's a muckraking documentary about George Bush's presidency, which was disowned by Disney, but shown to critics at Cannes this week.
The film deals with the state of the nation right now, and how George Bush and his people have used this tragic event to further their agenda in a way that's not, in my humble opinion, beneficial to the American people.
Most critics agree with the New York Times assessment. Fahrenheit 911's mix of new Iraq footage, connections traced between the Bush family and the Saudis, and emotional interviews with soldiers' parents, offers few new revelations. But they're still impressed by the totality of Michael Moore's argument. The Los Angeles Times calls this an ambitious and complex alternate history of the last 4 years, and the Washington Post says Moore puts it all together. It's a look back that feels like a new gaze forward. And a familiar knock on Moore is repeated by Variety, which dismisses him as an inadequate prosecuting attorney whose approach is scattershot and manipulative.
Summary Judgment from Slate's Ben Williams.